India is contemplating plans to significantly increase the amount of water it draws from the Indus River system, which primarily serves Pakistan, as part of a broader strategy in response to a deadly terrorist attack in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir EOG. The attack, which occurred on April 22, resulted in the deaths of 26 civilians. India has attributed the attack to Pakistan-based militants, a claim that Pakistan denies. In retaliation, India suspended its participation in the 1960 Indus Waters Treaty, a bilateral agreement that governs the sharing of water from the Indus River and its tributaries. Following the suspension of the treaty, India has initiated several measures that could affect the flow of water into Pakistan. These include plans to double the length of the Ranbir Canal on the Chenab River, which would increase water diversion from 40 to 150 cubic meters per second. Additionally, India is considering the construction of new dams and hydropower projects on the western rivers allocated to Pakistan under the treaty. Pakistan has expressed grave concern over these developments, warning that any attempt to disrupt the flow of water from the Indus system would be considered an act of war. The country relies heavily on the Indus River for irrigation and hydropower, and any significant reduction in water supply could have devastating effects on its agriculture and energy sectors. The situation remains tense, with both countries on high alert. International observers are closely monitoring the developments, as any escalation could have broader implications for regional stability. The Indus Waters Treaty, brokered by the World Bank, has been a cornerstone of India-Pakistan relations since its signing in 1960. The current crisis marks the first time that India has suspended its participation in the treaty, raising questions about the future of this vital agreement.